dollars is my possession. Yes, she's a promise in the year of election. Oh, sister, I can't let you go. Like a preacher stealing hearts in a traveling show. Or Brad Taylor's money, 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 and live from Lexington, Kentucky, here comes the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, week 3 in the NFL. Dead Air Dennis and Beer Man.
Hey, buddies.
Classic Rock 92.1 FM.com is our website where you will find this video and, this podcast posted later. God, thank you. It's not a video. And Brad Taylor from 1300 ESPN.
Do I have the straw hat that I forgot? Who was wearing the straw hat in that video? Desire.
Hey.
One of them was wearing the straw hat as they were walking, taking it off. I don't know what I'm doing.
Great video. Great song.
It is a great video.
Great band.
By the way, they remade Where the Streets Have No Name in Las Vegas at the Sphere. About a week or so ago. They're going to put that out very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Well, they shot a new song, a video for a new song.
Maybe that was the same time they did that, too.
I'm sure it probably was, yeah.
Now, we have
I tell you that I'm going to see them October the 8th, Sunday night, at the Sphere in Las Vegas?
Yeah, you get to go to Vegas, and me and the beer man get to sit here and look at each other.
Did I tell you also that the Las Vegas Raiders will be playing a home game Monday night, the next night?
Are you officially going?
Against the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to try to go. I'm going to try to get tickets. Yeah.
So. Whoever you bet on, Beer Man and I will take the opposite team. Now, we have to throw a disclaimer out there. The Beer Man's a little under the weather, but he is playing in pain today. So big props to the Beer Man.
Leaving it all on the field.
I'm here.
Yeah, he's here. That's it. That's
You've been sneezing and chortling and chuckling and up-chuckling and all that stuff these last few weeks. So just
bless your heart. Get better. But this is after your big trip to D.C., right?
Yeah.
Went to D.C.
It was wonderful. Yeah. They treated the veterans top notch, first class the entire way.
I saw the pictures that you put on the social media, and they were wonderful.
They were.
They really were.
My dad got to take part in the honor flight, well deserved. So, it was a cool thing. That whole organization is just top notch.
I know some of the guys behind the scenes that do that, and it is. Your dad was so sweet, man. I mean, I was welling up. I was watching him on the newscast. He was breaking up. He was losing it and starting to cry. And I was watching it and I was getting all misty eyed. And I thought, oh, come on.
I sent her an email today. Kelsey Soto was the reporter that went with us. And my dad was a blubbering fool during that entire interview. And somehow she managed to pull just enough to where it was obvious it was emotional for him, but it would you could at least understand what he was saying, because some of that you couldn't.
It angers me to this day that some of the guys that fought in Vietnam came back and were just treated so improperly, so uncivilly. It's just heartbreaking to think about that. It was a different time, I know, but man, oh man.
The fact that my dad got to put his hands on the Vietnam Wall meant the world to him.
That's very admirable, and I love the pictures. But the Kelsey Soto thing, does she know Ramey Cohen?
I didn't ask her.
You did not ask. Now, why didn't you ask? Because that's all we talked about on this show last week.
It wasn't about me this entire weekend. It was about my dad and the veterans.
By the way, this week in Google search results, Ramey Cohen up 45,000%.
Wow.
Thanks to this podcast.
By the way, our numbers are going up. People are listening to this show just a little bit more every week.
Every week, it is. It's impressive,
isn't
it?
Just a little bit more every week. So we are making a difference in the sports gambling world. By the way, do we have any tales from the Red Mile? I know you were out of town a lot. Have you been to the Red Mile in the last
week? I've not. No.
You've not. Have you been to the Red Mile?
I've been there 3 or 4 times now.
Yes. Some of us might be going after this show tonight. That's neither here nor there. Tell me about your tales from the Red Mile.
It's been pretty fun. Yeah. I think I'm down maybe 30 or 40 bucks. But I don't wager a whole lot, really. But,
I heard you hit an exact a couple days ago.
But Brad Taylor here and I myself, we went together. Brad graciously bought me a Stella Artois and
Artois.
Yeah, Artois. And Artois are us. And we were sitting there and thought, "Wait, there's harness racing 193 feet from where we're sitting right now. We need to get to one of these machines and place a bet." So
Brad said, what are we going to bet? And I said, we're going to do an exacta. And it hit for, what was it, $56?
50-some bucks.
Yeah.
And Dylan graciously split it right down the middle. With
yeah, well.
And kind of, I don't, but see, now here's the thing that I haven't told you. Now you don't have an excuse not to buy the book. You've got more than enough money to buy the book. Side Hustle, available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble and at Joseph Beth Bookstore. We were setting up a book signing.
And you've signed, and you've sold quite a few of those books.
We have done very well. We
so are, you have enough money to buy my new CD, Terrarium, the Dead Air Dennis and Brian Himes.
I like how that conversation starts where he's like, have you been out to the Red Mile? And you're like, yeah, I'm down a little bit, 30 bucks. I had an exacta for 50. And Brad's still like, that's enough money to buy the book.
That is enough money to very good. Not only am I a spelling bee champion, but a math.
All right, we have a CD, you have a book. Can we move on?
All right. So, Tales from the Red Mile. We've been having a lot of I go out there pretty much every day, but that's going to stop coming up next Thursday.
It's not going to stop.
Well, yeah, it is too.
I'm going to keep going, I think, every once in a while.
Well, every once in a while.
I enjoy going.
But
I
I'm
really
not, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've been there basically every day. Literally every day. And I've got, you know, a pocket full of tickets for tonight's games, baseball games, but that's neither here nor there. Point is, it's going to be a lot easier once the apps start. So, are there anything that you guys are looking for in terms of the apps, betting on the apps coming up next Thursday night?
It'll be quicker, easier.
Yeah.
My gas money won't be.
I won't have to get off the couch.
Exactly.
The Red Mile is just down the road. But it'll be, I mean, but that's a problem for some people. Some people don't need the app. Some people need to go out of their way to do this because, you know, not everybody has what we call discipline.
That's true. But I will say this. There are times when I've left the Red Mile an hour and a half later, and then I'm looking at some stuff and seeing some numbers and like, man, I wish I'd stick around a little longer so I get some action on this one. The apps are going to be a big-time game changer. Take as many advantages of these bonuses as you can. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I know all of us are affiliated with these apps in some way, shape, or form. So use all the codes. Get all the bonuses you can. Let's talk about last week, Beer Man. You have your little note of
it was a bad week. We'll put it that way. But you know what? There's a professional prognosticator who is 0-9-1 for the first 2 weeks.
Who is that?
Cowherd.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No wonder you listen to him every day.
Yeah. He's not good. He's never been very good.
He claimed when he was on ESPN, he claimed he changed lines.
Yeah.
If he, you know, if I pick a game, that line will move a point in my way.
Let me tell you something. If I ever end up in a position that he's in, and that's my greatest claim to fame, that I can move the lines, that's not the claim that I want to lay. I want to tell people that I've been right and that I'm making them money.
Yeah.
That's a terrible claim, right? I mean, so what if you move the lines? Who cares? Who gives a damn?
There's, in the gambling world, there's something called CLV, closing line value. And the experts argue, you know, is getting closing line value important? It is before the game starts. You know, if you have a game at 3.5 and it closes at 2.5, and, you know, and in the NFL, yeah, that's a big deal. But a lot of times, you know, the closing line value doesn't really mean a whole lot. So I would rather be right, too. I'm sorry.
So week two, Brad finished 6-9-1.
Ooh. Oh, that was bad. On the show.
On the year, 15-16-1. Dennis has given us a big lead, 5-10-1.
Last week I was.
Yeah. On the year, 12-19-1.
And yet we're getting more listeners than ever.
And yours truly, Beer Man, finished at 7-8-1, now 17-14-1 on the year.
Kevin's doing great. So
I'm making us money.
You're the only one making us money right now. Not the guy who has the new CD, not the guy who wrote the gambling book. But the guy who literally claims he uses no systems. That's what you told us last week.
Yeah.
I don't use any systems.
I watch the games.
You watch the games. Watching the games. That's a novel concept, Beer Man. That's a very novel concept. So anything else to talk about from last week? Maybe the Bengals being 0-2. Not only 0-2 straight up, 0-2 against the spread. Is it time to hit the panic button on your Cincinnati Bengals?
I don't I mean, if Burrow is out for several weeks, yeah, it's probably not good. But, you know, I'm not there yet. I think that the team is still solid, and I think the secondary is still learning to play together. I think Orlando Brown is still learning how to how to play his role on the O-line. So I've still got some faith. But, you know, it's certainly been a struggle to kick off the season.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the Bengals just yet. It does somewhat depend on Burrow, but I wouldn't worry.
I think it's a great time to place a $10 bet on them winning the Super Bowl if you still believe.
There you go.
This is the time. Absolutely. Yep. And I will say that the line for the Bengals today has gone from 2 this morning to now the Bengals minus 2.5 against the Rams, with juice looking like it's going to hit 3 very soon. So there's the consensus is minus 115 juice, 2.5 right now, the Bengals. So this line has risen already a half point, possibly a point by the time the sun goes down tonight. So that might be an indication.
Is that Vegas telling you they don't think Burrow will play, or how do you read into that?
It's them telling you they didn't think Burrow was going to play.
But now.
And now he might, yes. Mm-hmm. And remember, this is a Monday night game, so this is literally, we're taping this on a Wednesday evening. It's Tuesday, you know, it's Tuesday in a normal week for most of these teams. So we've still got 5 days until we see the Bengals. Any other thoughts about week 2? Maybe the Nick Chubb injury, some things going on in football that are striking your fancy.
Just very quickly, I will say that it's interesting to see the ranking of the quarterbacks so far this year. I mean, Jordan Love is the number one. He's throwing for more yards. I think he and Tua are at the top of the quarterback proficiency lists. Kirk Cousins is right there with him. You know, there's no Josh Allen there. There is no Joe Burrow. There is Lamar Jackson, I think, is kind of in the hunt. I think Lamar Jackson somewhere around 400 yards passing so far this season. Deshaun Watson looks awful. And who else am I missing? Patrick Mahomes has not really looked that great.
If I said right now that Tua and Patrick Mahomes were dead even in terms of MVP odds a lot of places, both are about 5.5, 6-1 right now, would that be something that you would maybe think of as a bet you would like to make on either one of those guys?
I don't think that no. Beer man?
Yeah, if you're telling me Mahomes and Tua are even, I'll take Mahomes. I mean, Tua's good. He's surrounded by an unbelievable cast. I think he's got some of the best coaching in the NFL right now.
Jalen Waddle limped off the field a couple of times last week as well, and that scares me a little bit for his productivity. I mean, I wouldn't lay any money on either one of them. I'd go somewhere else with it. I don't know exactly where right off. Maybe when we go through the games, I'll.
Right now, I'd probably look at Jalen Hurts.
What about Brock Purdy?
No.
Jalen Hurts does not look good yet this season. I mean, understandably, it's just the second week. Only
seen 2 weeks of play. Are we ready to get to some games?
Absolutely.
Let's go to Thursday Night Football. Oh, we've got a great titanic battle. A rematch of one of the greatest games in the history of the NFL, the 1990 NFC Championship game, when Joe Montana was knocked out for 2 years, literally, by Leonard Marshall. But the names have changed today. The Niners of Brock Purdy against Daniel Jones, who rescued someone's survivor pool in this room with a miracle last week. This line here is the Niners 10-point favorites, total 44.5. We will let the man leading the league and wins here, Mr. Beerman, lead off first today.
What was the line? Sorry, I'm jotting notes.
10. The Niners by 10, total 44.5.
At San Francisco,
yes.
I normally don't like the double digit, but in this instance, I'm going to go with it. San Francisco has really played their first two games like they're on an absolute mission. The Rams got the backdoor cover last week, but that was only because San Francisco let them back in. The Giants kind of got let back in a game. I don't think San Francisco is going to make that mistake. I don't think the Giants are playing right now. Saquon Barkley is out for a couple of weeks. That's pretty much the offense right there. So I'll take the 49ers.
Yeah, Saquon was officially ruled out today. The line was minus 10.5. It's now minus 10?
Yes.
So Saquon goes out and the line shortens?
Yes.
Strange. I can't. I don't have a whole lot of analysis on this game. I just know the Giants are due to play better. San Francisco at home. Giants, second week in a row out on the West Coast, or out West, I guess I should say. Arizona is not on the West Coast per se, but But they didn't travel. They stayed out there after the Arizona
game. I was kind of curious about that.
I'll take the Giants and the points. I can't give up 10 points on a Thursday night.
In the last 20 years.
Okay.
Double-digit dogs.
Could be the first time we've heard it this year.
Double-digit dogs. And, by the way, here's another one. Week 3 underdogs who did not cover the first 2 weeks in the season. You've done that the last 20 years. You've hit 62.2%. 56-34. In other words, look for underdogs this week that haven't covered their first two games. Public is against them. Everybody's down on them. This is when they rise up. Yeah, give me the Giants and the points here. And don't be afraid to take the under in this one either, if you're so inclined, just saying. So, yeah, I'm taking the double-digit points here. Let's go to Sunday. And the games start with a very difficult game to handicap, in my opinion. The L.A. Chargers, Justin Herbert. On the road in Minnesota, Kirk Cousins. This line started. Chargers by 1.5. Now Chargers by 1. We've seen this line go back and forth. I've seen some places the Vikings were favored earlier this week. Your thoughts on this one, Dylan? Total 54, biggest on the board this week.
This is probably the only matchup this week of two 0-2 teams, correct?
I don't know off the top of my head, but...
We'll figure that out as we go along as well. Kirk Cousins, one of the top three quarterbacks so far this season. He's lights out. What are they calling him now? Kirk Thuggins? And he's Chains, Kirk Chains or something like that.
That's correct.
It's ridiculous.
Only 0-2 matchup.
Herbert is equally up to the task, though. Although he hasn't looked quite as sharp this year. The secondary for the Chargers is my big concern, and the fact that it's a home game for Minnesota. And Minnesota looks like I've got them down as getting 1 point. Is that what you said?
Yes.
I'm taking Minnesota. I think Minnesota covers and wins this game. I've got a note here that I don't understand what I've written. I love that. Yeah, give me Minnesota.
Welcome to the Bottom Line Sports Rocker podcast in a nutshell. Beerman, you're up.
You know, it's...
Think about all the turnovers in Minnesota's first two games. They're going to get that fixed. They could have beaten Philadelphia last week. There was a 10-point swing in one point of the game and then another turnover, I think, later in the game. I think they get that fixed.
I projected Minnesota as winning that division, but they haven't played like they've even deserved to be in that conversation right now. I thought the Chargers would vie for their division, and same thing. They should have never lost that game to the Titans. Coaching is still a massive issue with the Chargers, but athlete to athlete, I think the Chargers are the better team, and that's the only reason I'm going to take them.
This is a very difficult game for me to handicap. I mean, you have things on both teams that you like. You think you have things against both teams that you like. Right now, the public, the sharps, seem to be on the Vikings here. We see about 60% of the tickets are on the Chargers, about 70% of the money on the Vikings. That is a signal of a sharp play. This total being 54 means literally anything could happen. I wouldn't touch this total either. I will take the Vikings getting the point, but I don't feel great about it at all. Because this goes, this is one you just look at the final score at the end and hope you got your fantasy guys from this game scored points.
It's going to be hard to stay away from the over in my book.
It's 54. You don't see when a total's in the 50s. That's when you anything can happen. It's going to be Price is Right Plinko where this thing ends up at
Pittsburgh
the end.
And Cleveland went over 54 this past week. And you're telling me that these two quarterbacks that love to sling the ball all over the place and have been highly successful, in their careers with weak secondaries on both sides of the ball? I don't know how the under hits, but there it is.
Next game. Maybe a game with maybe not so many points. The Tennessee Titans and Ryan Tannehill. Coming off very impressive games, heading to Cleveland, Deshaun Watson. Consensus line here, the Browns by 3.5, total 40. Beerman.
Browns are a favorite in this game? That doesn't make
Browns
a whole lot of sense.
Browns are a favorite in this game.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You're having to bring in a new running back, although he's familiar with the team. Coaching in Tennessee has been top-notch.
Yes.
Top-notch. It's just one of those things where Vrabel, he's figured it out. It's amazing that, you know, Belichick had all these coaches in his coaching tree that were awful, and it's a player that seems to have figured out a good system of coaching. Yeah, if Tennessee's the underdog, I'm going to take them, and I almost might sprinkle a little money on the money line.
Yeah, that's like a pretty good call. Think. Yeah, I like that too. I think Cleveland will win the game, but I think Tennessee covers. But I do like the Tennessee money line play. Deshaun Watson.
He hadn't looked good yet.
Not Deshaun Watson. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think he's played 8 games now with Cleveland dating back to last year, and he hasn't looked good in any of them, really. The only one he looked good in was against the Bengals in the rain and a Bengals team that was not ready for prime time. Tannehill looked bad in his first game. He looked better last week. And did I hear something about D-Hop, DeAndre Hopkins? Is he injured now? Do we know?
I don't think he's okay. Injured. I think he's playing.
I thought I saw his name pop up. Yeah, give me Tennessee in the points.
Yeah, this is Tennessee in the points for me, but this is far from a best bet. I could see Cleveland coming in here and winning this game kind of easily, although never bet against Vrabel at a spot like this because he's been an underdog 45 times at Tennessee. He has won straight up 23 of those 45. He's 23 and 22 straight up when he's an underdog. That's insanely impressive.
Yeah.
So your talk of the money line, that's what strikes my fancy here. If I'm playing this game, I'm taking Titans on the money line.
2 great coaches, 2 bad quarterbacks.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd consider Stefanski a great coach yet.
I'd much rather have Vrabel.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah, but I like their defensive dude. What's his name? Schwartz. Jim Schwartz.
Oh, yeah. I hated him.
I loved him in Spaceballs. May the Schwartz be with you. Next game, Houston and Jacksonville. C.J. Stroud. Are we completely sold on him yet? Well, he's a big dog this week at Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, a 9.5-point favorite here. Total 44. Dylan.
He's the best-looking quarterback, rookie quarterback so far this year. He's looked pretty good despite taking a million hits and hasn't thrown an interception yet. I like Houston with the points. Jacksonville gets the win with a better head coach. I think these two teams played pretty closely last year, too. So, yeah, I like Houston's chances to stay in this game, and who knows, this could be an upset. Jacksonville hasn't sold anybody yet this year, right? I mean, is anybody convinced that
about week one they looked good?
Trevor Lawrence hasn't looked super sharp yet, right?
Yeah, not yet.
Their defense hasn't looked good. Houston and the points, beer man.
Kind of with you on this one. I mean, you know, division game, almost double digits. I still like Jacksonville to win convincingly, but probably not getting up to double digits. I'm going to take Houston. I think C.J. Stroud is somewhat the real deal, but I'm not convinced of much else with the Texans. I don't know how they just got lambasted by Indianapolis. That didn't make a whole lot of sense. But Houston is playing, so I'll give them that credit.
In the last 20 years, a winless team, we're not talking about against the spread now, a team that has lost straight up, if they're 0-2 or more in weeks 3, 4, 5, and 6, those teams are 60.2% against the spread, 97 up, 64 down. I love Houston here. It's one of my Mac Daddy Stogies of the week. Love those winless teams this time of year. Keep that in mind as we go forward. Yeah, I'm thinking Houston getting 9.5, almost 10, double-digit dog. I'll take Houston here. One of my favorite picks. Let's go to another game. Lowest total on the board. The New York Jets are at home. Zach Wilson calling the shots against the New England Patriots and Mac Jones. Line here is the Patriots, a 3-point road favorite, if you can believe that. Total, a robust 37, beer man.
I don't know.
That's why people listen to this show for decisive decision-making.
You know, I'll give Zach a little bit of credit for coming out and saying, hey, look, we've lost to the Patriots too much. That's got to change. But what has he done so far that makes you believe he can lead a team? I mean, it just, you know, you throw Aaron Rodgers into the mix here and it's a different game altogether. But if Vegas thinks that highly of the Patriots, so do I. So I'm going to take New England on the road.
Wrong again, beer man. Taking the Jets plus the 3 points here, I would even go so far as to say this might be one of my best bets this week. The Zach attack versus the Mac attack. I mean, it's not ready for prime time, that's for sure. Mac Jones looked pretty good so far this year, to be honest with you.
He's got an offensive coordinator now.
He does. Watch for the Jets to come out with a little bit more of a conservative game plan, and that will make this the New England team maybe play a little more with the run, trying to get Ramondre Stevenson going as well. He hasn't been the guy that he was last year, so look for a lot of running in this game. I think the Jets are going to try to keep Zach Wilson from throwing the ball as much as possible and try to maintain the game by getting Breece Hall started. So, yeah, I'm taking the Jets. Nobody else wants them. I'll take them.
Give me your tired, your poor, your weak. Both these teams are winless. So all that stuff you throw out the window. But if you're going to give me 3 points with the Jets at home, I'm Zach Wilson, I get it.
Yeah.
Give me the money line.
Jets are 1-1.
Oh, that's right.
The Jets, they won.
Well, they're 0-4 with Zach Wilson. So they might as well be 0-1. They're 0 with Zach Wilson. I'm sorry.
But did you see how the home crowd the home crowd was just lit on opening night.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same way again in this game, so.
I will throw a little pizza money on that Jets money line. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite bets of the week. And don't be scared to go under this total 37 either. They might be looking at some weather in the Northeast this weekend, too. So
they have weather up there?
Hmm?
They have weather there, too?
They have weather there, yes.
Oh, my God.
Ramey Cohen should be reporting live from New York City.
Unfortunately.
From Shea Stadium.
I've invited her to a
pants party.
Pants party?
Rick, are you trying to tell me that you... Somebody say it! Dennis, are you trying to tell me that there's a...
Stop with the poop.
Poop
like
mouth.
Poop, like those poop coming out of your mouth.
What are you going to do that for, Ron, you poop mouth?
I gave you some money. Would it make things better? Oh, poopy mouth. Okay. Next game.
Beer man, would you like to come to the party in my pants?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you RSVP? Are you a VIP? Next game.
God.
That's why people listen to this show, folks. The New Orleans Saints, Derek Carr, the worst quarterback ever, against the point spread when he's favored. Doesn't have to worry about this week in Green Bay. Jordan Love and the Packers, 2-point favorites. And the total is 42.5. Dylan.
I'm going to say Green Bay wins and covers. They lost in rather disappointing fashion down in Atlanta last week. Jordan Love with a 118 passer rating. And the New Orleans offense still does not look good. And Derek Carr doesn't look that good yet either. So, yeah, Green Bay.
Why are we not making more fun of Jordan Love for literally falling into his offensive line?
Because he's like the top-rated quarterback in the league right now. Numbers say he's been pretty darn good.
Yeah, well.
Just bitter.
Yeah.
Bears
pretty
fan.
Much in.
You heard the news that apparently – Jordan Love owns the Bears now.
Yeah.
Ownership transferred.
He just signed a lease. You know, he's living rent free in their heads. Yes.
You know what? I was going to take Green Bay, but now I'm taking New Orleans. So Chris Olave has a huge game. Carry on.
Bettors beware.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views on this game given by Beer Man do not necessarily reflect the handicapping skills and talents that he usually shows.
Do we need to go over the records once again so far? In
we
this
are
year?
One.
My pick in this game.
I'm one game closer to Beer Man.
Oh, you took the Saints? I hate this game. I don't want any part of it. I'm taking the Saints too.
Yeah.
I'm taking the Saints too, but this is not one that I'm taking to the Red Mile, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is not going to get the Benjamin, if you know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. Look out for an under here too, by the way. Next game. The enigma that is Russell Wilson of the Denver Broncos.
Mm. Mm.
Going to Miami
against
Tua. Now one of the favorites for the most valuable player in the league, but one hit away from never playing again. Dolphins now a 6.5-point favorite. Seemingly high total, 48.5. Beer man.
Miami's cruising. Their defense is looking pretty decent. Their offense is looking pretty good. Denver looking pretty lost. The only reason they seemingly made a game out of last week was a Hail Mary. I'm going to stick with the hot hand, and I'm going to go with Miami in this one.
I don't think I can do it. I mean, you've got the best-looking offense right now at home, minus 6.5 against a team with no wins. And everybody still sees when you look at Russell Wilson, you still see last year's Russell Wilson. He's not been that bad. He's been better than he was last year, which might not be saying a whole lot. Now, listen, the misdirection and the motion that the Miami offense is showing right now it's incredible. It looks great. But at some point, this Denver defense is going to show up a little bit. So give me Denver. God, I don't like it, but give me Denver.
Back Daddy Stogie, give me the Broncos on the road. We've got the winless team. We've got the week 3 underdogs that haven't covered a game. Yeah, public, the sharps seem to be a little bit more on Denver. More of the tickets are on Miami. More of the money is on Denver here. I will ride with that sharp money and those systems. Give me the Broncos here, one of my favorite picks. Getting the 6.5. Let's go to the next game.
You and I have agreed on a lot of games. This is starting to worry me a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, move
that's,
on.
That's
everyone except for one.
Well, I'll miss some on purpose coming up.
Just me and my 5-10 record.
God, I don't want any part of that. Next, why did you say that, Dylan? Now I'm all self-conscious. Next game, Buffalo, Josh Allen, heading to Washington. And Sam Howell, line here, Buffalo by 6.5, total 44.5. Dylan, you're up.
Whew. Buffalo stomped. Man, I don't know. Wow, I'm looking at this. Give me Buffalo. It's the roller coaster ride that is known as Josh Allen. He's up one week. He's down the next. He was up last week. He should be down this week. Give me Washington and the points. That's it.
Great analysis. Washington 2-0 on the year.
Sam Howell's been good. I mean, Howell's been good.
You know, I'm pretty sure in one of our preseason podcast, I made the comment I'd be surprised if Ron Rivera survives the season. But they're 2-0. Buffalo looked awful in week one. They looked incredible in week two. I feel like they come back to earth a little bit, but I also feel like the Commanders kind of come back to earth. Touchdown game, yeah, that sounds about right. I'll take the Bills.
You know, I don't have a good feel for this one at all, but if the beer man's the hotter player, the hotter picker this year, and Dylan's couldn't catch a cold, much less a winner. I'm going to take Buffalo here. Not a Mac Daddy Stogie, though. Not a Mac Daddy Stogie, but I'm taking Buffalo. We've seen a lot of action on Buffalo. Both it's a pros and Joes game, squares and sharps here. But I'll take Buffalo here just to be different than Dylan.
I will tell you, though, that Josh Allen under pressure does not respond well. Josh Allen under pressure, and he is their running game. That Washington D-line is the real deal with Montez Sweat and Chase Young, and they are starting to come into form.
Cook had a pretty good running game, though, last week.
Stephon Diggs, does he blow up at some point this year?
He's got to. Define blow up, like have a great game or
like
just
miss time because he's like not happy with things.
Hot-headed?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Don't know. Hard to
say. Don't know. Okay, let's go to the next game. Interesting game. Atlanta Falcons, Desmond Ridder, undefeated 2-0, a juggernaut, headed to Detroit, coming off a loss last week, Jared Goff. Line here, Detroit, 3.5-point favorites. Nice little total, 46.5. Beer Man, we'll start with you.
I think Atlanta's a good team. I don't think they're a great team. Detroit, on the other hand, they're better than average. They're not great, but they're not just good. So they're somewhere, I don't even know. They're a B team. There you go. So I think Detroit shouldn't have lost last week, but they did. And I'm going to take the Lions and this one to win handily.
Yeah, I'm taking Detroit minus the points as well. I think they win cover. I love this pick. I don't think it should be that close. Gardner Johnson is out in the secondary for Detroit, which is kind of a terrible loss after they signed him to a nice deal in the offseason. He's good in that secondary, and now he is out for the rest of the season. Having said that, Atlanta doesn't throw the ball much, and when they do, it's not very good. So Atlanta being the running team that they are, I like Detroit in the points, minus the points.
Give me the three and the hook with the Falcons here. I like this one. Give me Desmond Ridder, road start. We see the markets here dead right down the middle in terms of tickets. 70% of the money is on the Falcons here, getting the 3.5. Like the half, if they go down to 3, not so much. But I think this line, if it moves, it's going to go to 4 before it goes to 3. I'm going to take the Falcons, getting the hook here, 3.5. Next game, the Indianapolis Colts. We are not 100% sure who the starting quarterback will be for those Colts this week. I guess Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Ravens at home, 7.5-point favorites. Total 45.5, Dylan.
Spin the wheel. I can't. I can't back Gardner Minshew against Baltimore. Wow. That's tough. For now, I'll say Indy covers, but Baltimore wins the game. I mean, Lamar Jackson's look good. The defenses look good. Not great.
I wouldn't, not knowing who the quarterback's going to be, I wouldn't suggest going with much of anything on this. But, as the weeks go by, I think Lamar Jackson's going to gel with his receivers even more. He did lose a running back. Does it really matter in Baltimore? Who knows? But I'm going to.
2 weeks ago.
Well, I know, but you're kind of starting over there. I'm going to take Baltimore, just thinking that Gardner Minshew is going to be the starter in this one. I don't feel great about it. I wouldn't make this projection until probably sometime Saturday anyway.
There are a few quarterback coach combinations that I don't want to bet against more than Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh. Because especially when you're getting points, you're going to get a good effort, and you're probably going to cover the spread because – they are the best combo right now in the league, covering spreads as a dog. But here is a touchdown favorite. It's Indy or nobody, but I'm like you. I can't, no matter who the quarterback is that going to change anything in my view? I don't know, but I'm going to take the Colts getting the points. But it is not Red Mile Hunt Benjamin Worthy, if you know what I'm saying.
There's not a lot of tape on Minshew, and he's got to look at his diminishing chances to prove himself in this league. So, and he's not been great, but he's not been terrible either. He's one of the better backups you can have in the NFL. He might be better than Anthony Richardson in a lot of ways. So, well, certainly as a thrower and with experience. So, yeah, I like the Colts at this early juncture, but, whatever.
They're playing better than I would have expected their first two games into the season.
I'll put money on the Baltimore money line just to hope that I'm wrong and that they lose a game. How about that?
Minshew has started 24 games in his career, and he is 10-14 against the spread. 9-11 with Jacksonville, 1-3 with Philly. So there you go.
Mm.
Keeps you in games, kind of, sort of. Let's go to the next game. 4 o'clock games now.
We're missing one 1 o'clock game.
Who?
Chicago and Kansas City.
They're a 4 o'clock.
Chicago Bears.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
1 o'clock right here.
Actually,
you're right. You're right.
No. Wait, hang on. I just got an update too. This just in. They're not going to play the game at all.
Yeah.
What?
Well, sorry. Breaking news: the Chicago Bears will once again not play football this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean the game has been canceled or never mind.
We will start the 4 o'clock games with those Chicago Bears in Kansas City. A tale of two similar quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes and Justin Fields. When you think legacy, you think of these two in the same breath if you're thinking of opposites. The Chiefs, 12.5-point favorites here. While Justin Fields and the Bears limp into town as only they can. 0-2, total 47.5. Beer Man, please tell us why we should take the Bears getting the points.
The amount of drama that's gone on in Chicago over the last few days. Alan Williams, the defensive coordinator, resigned today.
He should have resigned.
Supposedly for health issues, but there's also stories coming out that his home and Hallis Hall were raided. That being said, that is a lot of turmoil in Chicago.
They would have never done that to Buddy Ryan.
No, but it's, you know, they said raided. I took it as a government raid. You know, is he a Republican in the city of Chicago? Who knows? But
I get it. That's funny.
Yeah.
Check those ballot boxes. He's the one counting those votes.
Oh,
those,
yeah. It's got to be a Republican.
We're political on this show.
But, you know, you got Fields calling out his coaches. You got Kansas City, who's played two so-so games. I think Kansas City breaks out of their slump, and this is the team to do it. I'm taking the Chiefs.
That is the
silent. I can't believe you just did that.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
That's the silent laughter of Dead Air Dennis.
Do you know? You know what? I'm going to let Dennis go. He's going to steal all my thunder, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because he deserves it.
Yeah.
Just go.
Here we go. Give me the Bears. Woo! Rumor has it that not a word was spoken on the plane ride back from wherever they lost last week. The Bears have now lost officially, is it 8 or 9 games in a row?
12.
12?
Yeah.
And they are, and Justin Fields is 3-12 with Eberflus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is kind of a good spot in a lot of ways. And Kansas City doesn't know how to cover a point spread. They're really bad at it. So give me Chicago. Rolling the dice. Just when I said last week, I'm never betting on the Bears again. Now, what I will probably do is take Baltimore and Kansas City parlayed on the money line, praying to the good Lord in heaven above that one of those teams lose. That's it.
That's it?
That's all I have to say.
Justin Fields has started 27 games in his illustrious career.
Mm.
How many games do you think he's covered of those 27? Not winning straight up, but covered against the point spread. How many has he done?
I'm going to go 5.
3.
8. But, you know, the object for the desert is make him 50%. So that's only 29.6%. So with that in mind.
So you're saying he's due.
He's due. Mac Daddy Stogie, Chicago Bears. All these trends, double-digit dogs, winless teams, week 3 teams, you name it, Chicago Bears. I can't believe you jumped off the bandwagon.
No, I can't believe you and I picked him and he didn't. Bear down, beer man.
There's been so much crap going on this week. I mean, they're already talking about firing the coaches. They're talking about firing the general manager.
You're not really sick right now, are you? You're just experiencing a malaise.
The defensive coordinator resigns.
Fingers am I holding up?
Week 2. I mean, it's yes. I've lost faith right now.
I think the meds are starting to affect you, and I say that as respectfully as I cannot.
You know what? You know what would make me happy this week? Tyson Baguette gets the starting nod.
Tyson Baguette. What's the name of that school he's from that nobody's heard of?
I couldn't even tell you.
I forgot the name of
it. The Baguette Beggars?
Yeah. I get one of those at Panera Bread every day. Mm-hmm. Go, what's in a baguette? They go, no, it's just a piece of bread, sir.
Like, a hard piece of bread, too.
I don't care. Overpriced.
And it's way over. Oh, Panera Bread. Listen, okay.
It's a scam, but go ahead.
The last time I was in a Panera drive-thru, chicken noodle soup, $73. Not kidding. And a hard piece of bread.
Baguette.
Bagent. Sorry.
Baguette.
He went to Shepherd University.
He didn't hear a word we just said.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't care.
You're missing out on all the good times over here, beer man.
Yeah, I'm just picking my nose. Literally. Okay.
I'm watching you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Shepherd University. $5 to whoever can tell me which state that is in.
Okay, we lost. Did
state
you?
State of illusion. What?
State of disarray?
Yeah.
Drunken state.
State of grace?
Just saying, one of your best picks last week was the Chicago Bears.
State of the
it
Union?
Was.
Even I was hopeful.
I'm trying to throw you a bone sometimes.
They laid an egg.
They ruined a parlay for me for the second week in a row.
Done. So another lesson learned about playing parlays there, Dylan?
No, because it's early in the season and I'm still. Listen, I feel great about this week. I'm going to kick y'all's asses. If I may.
No, because you're picking the same games I am, so you're in trouble. Next game.
Next game.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Mm.
Dak Prescott.
Oh.
Going out to the desert to play Arizona and Josh Dobbs.
America's team.
12 points the Cowboys are favored by on the road. Total 43, Dylan.
Dallas wins. Arizona covers. Micah Parsons is so good. God, every time I watch I don't watch the Cowboys play a lot, but I watched them last week. I mean, damn, he is good. Micah Parsons versus Joshua Dobbs. Just put the let the image float in your visionary brain. Just tell me what that looks like.
Looks like Richard Dent against Steve Fuller from 1985.
I don't have much analysis on this game. Arizona has been in both the games they've played so far this year. It was a disappointing loss last week. They might not even show up this week. But, you know, I don't like all. That's a lot of points for a team that's played hard so far this year. And listen, Dallas looks great this year, but Dak is due. Brad, Beer Man, what you got?
My main thing is like you got said, a main thing. The Cardinals have been in both games that they played.
That's what I said.
Washington seemingly is a pretty decent team so far. You know, the Giants realistically shouldn't have won that game. But I think the Cowboys are unreal. I was surprised that I picked them in week one. It was kind of an accident. I did it in week two sort of in purpose, but I didn't think they were going to cover. I don't think the Cowboys are going to cover this week, so I'm sticking with the Cowboys.
It's against my religion to lay double digits. Mm-hmm. I'm taking Arizona. The Joes and the Pros are on Dallas here. 85% of the tickets, 80% of the money. Little bit of sharp action to Arizona. That's enough for me. Give me the Cardinals. Getting the 12. Let's go to the next game. Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young. Going up to Seattle, Geno Smith. Line here is the Seahawks by 6, Spearman.
Oh, there's a lot of big numbers this week, and I'm taking way too many favorites. You know, everything about this makes me want to take Carolina just because of the line. But, yeah, so we'll stick with it. We'll go with Carolina. It's too many points.
Seattle beat Detroit, right? Who'd Carolina play? It was on
Seattle beat Detroit last week.
It was Monday Night Football.
Carolina played the Saints. Ugly game. Push in the desert.
But I think some sparks flew towards you. And I know. You know, they were allowed back into the game, you know, on that last drive. You know, I'm thinking that maybe a little light went on with Bryce Young in that last drive. He's not looked terrible. Listen, going to Seattle and playing on the road, I think that's going to be their first road game. That's a tough assignment. But I think I'm taking Carolina to cover. Seattle's going to win this game. But Detroit beat Seattle beat Detroit with turnovers. And probably shouldn't have won that game. I'm not convinced that Seattle is all that just yet. Geno Smith looks decent, but you know, give me the points.
Mac Daddy Stogie, give me Carolina and Bryce Young going on the road to take down Seattle. A lot of the public here has no faith in Carolina whatsoever. But, yeah, this is one I think Carolina, the road dog in a spot. We love those road dogs. It's a public game right now. Sharp's a little bit towards Carolina, so am I. Give me Carolina and the points. Let's go to Sunday night. Las Vegas Raiders in the desert. 2.5-point favorites with Jimmy G over Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. Total 43, Dylan.
How many offensive touchdowns has Pittsburgh scored this year? It's not many.
Nope.
I think maybe one against Cleveland the other night. You know, their defense, okay, well, your defense isn't going to keep winning games week after week after week for you. Raiders being at home, getting some points. I'm just not convinced with Kenny Pickett. I mean, and the one touchdown he gets is basically because of George Pickens, not because of Kenny Pickett. Yeah, give me the Raiders.
I think the stat that I saw was that Pittsburgh hasn't even had an offensive first down in the first quarter so far this year. They got to right the ship. What's his name? Matt Canada, their offensive coordinator, is not good. He hadn't been good. But you're going to give me points. I'll take Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's allowing a lot of rushing yards, too, and Josh Jacobs hasn't shown up yet this year. I think he shows up in this game.
You're going to see a lot of Steelers fans out in the desert this weekend, too. I'm going to take the Steelers. We see kind of a little bit of the sharp action is here. It's on the Raiders. More people are on Pittsburgh. More money's on the Raiders. It's okay with me. I'm going to take the Steelers. This is a numbers game type bet for me. Give me the Steelers. Let's go to Monday night. Philly, Jalen Hurts. 4.5-point favorite.
You mean Sunday night?
Monday night.
Monday night. Two Monday night games.
Again?
Yes.
Again?
Oh. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Monday night. First game. There's a 7:15 game and an 8:15 game, just like last week. Mm. Philly and Jalen Hurts, 4.5. Over Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Still in that homestand. Total 46, Bearman.
It's, you know, I'm always scared when the line doesn't make sense. Philly is significantly better than Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's played out of their skis so far this year. They even caught a little bit of a break against the Bears. And we know how great the Bears have been this year. I'm going to take Philadelphia, and it's going to be one of my better bets of the week.
Philadelphia is going to have to get right at some point. I don't think they've looked good. They're banged up a little bit. They've had they've had the first two games on the road this season. I think Philadelphia wins. I think Tampa Bay covers. Baker Mayfield has not thrown an interception in two games. He looks decisive. He looks good. And he's executing some play action. There was a time when Baker Mayfield was good.
I remember those days.
And I think maybe he's found a system that works for him. Give me the points. And Baker Mayfield. God, I miss the days when he was in the TV commercials and not that other guy who's in every commercial. Go ahead.
Deion Sanders?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I love Deion Sanders.
Yeah. I'm taking the Bucks at home. Give me the home dog here. It's about split down the middle tickets. 65% of the money is on Tampa here. Like them as the home dog on this Monday night game. Give me Tampa. This city will be fired up for a Monday night game.
Yesterday was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Okay. Pittsburgh Pirate? Was Willie Stargell and Dave Parker in the house?
Buccaneers.
Oh, okay.
Under my bucking hat.
Oh.
You know. Thanks, beer man.
That's why they're the professionals, folks, and I am just a negative 0.4 rating. Next game, the last game, your Cincinnati Bengals at home. Line is up to 2.5, Dylan. Now the total's 44. It was 43.5 this morning. Little bit of sign that Joe Burrow might be playing this week. Just a little hint from our friends in the desert, Dylan.
I don't know what I want to happen here other than I'd like for the Bengals to win. I don't know. Burrow. Well, I mean, I could talk all day, but I don't have any words to say. I mean, none of it's going to add up to anything that makes any sense.
We can vouch for that, can't we, Beerman? What?
Give me the Bengals at home. They need the win. I don't care what the line is.
I don't care.
I don't care who's behind center. How do you like that, Brad Taylor?
Throwing Samoan Jack Thompson.
Give me Jake Browning.
David Klingler.
It is another one of those games that I wouldn't really put any money down until you know for a fact. But week three is when Cincinnati kind of started to put it together last year. I think it was like first game they got blown out. Second game they started to figure it out. Third game they opened a can of whoop-ass. So I think Cincinnati does the same thing. And I sort of agree with Dennis on this one. I don't think it matters who the quarterback's going to be. But I'm hoping and praying that Burrow is back. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals.
I think the Bengals are in trouble. I really do. I know they're 0-2. And I know they're, not covering point spreads either. But this line wouldn't be 2.5 if Joe Burrow was playing. Or the desert thought he was playing. Because if they came out right now, boom, Joe Burrow's 100% playing. This line goes up 4-6 points just like that. Give me the Rams. Matthew Stafford getting the points. They are the team last year. Nobody gave them. They didn't play well last year. Now they're a road dog in this spot. Mac Daddy Stogie type pick. So there you go, folks.
Rematch of Super Bowl 56.
Is it 56 that they played in?
I think so.
Good Lord.
Remember that game?
I remember Super Bowl 12.
Remember that game when the referees, remember that last drive when the referees just started getting all flag happy?
Trying
to make sure that
we got to have L.A. L.A.'s got to have a champion.
Well, they got to have fans, too.
Yeah.
They got to have fans, and it was their
first
year.
Cincinnati, they've always been Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati can wait.
They
don't
stink anyway. They'll never move the meter like the Rams will. There you have it, folks.
Yeah.
Our 16 games against the spread. All right, best bets now. Your best bets on the entire board. Who wants to start?
I'll go first. I've got San Francisco minus 10 over the Giants. I've got Tennessee plus 3.5 against the Browns. I've got Detroit minus 3.5 against Atlanta. And I've got Philly minus 4.5 against Tampa Bay.
I've got Houston. I've got the New York Jets. I have Detroit. And I have the Chicago Bears. Just to rub it in.
My best bets, Chicago Bears, right at the top of the list.
I hope y'all are right.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking...
What, you hope we're right? Why would you care if they covered?
Huh?
They're not going to win.
Here's something for you. Would you rather win a $25 bet and see the Bears lose, or see the Bears win and lose a $25 bet? The fact that you have to think about that tells me all I need.
No, I've done this in the past where it's like you never bet for, you know, like I never put money on the team that's playing Chicago. So if I lose, you know, I'd rather the Bears win and me cover the bet than.
Well, that's the best of both worlds.
I know, but what I'm saying is.
That's not the question.
You don't bet against them, but you will bet for them if you think they're going
to. Yes. I either won't bet for them or.
So you haven't bet on them in how many years?
Have you read the chapter of Side Hustle, Don't Be a Fan? Have you gotten to that far of the book yet?
Obviously not.
Because this is the question that I ask a lot of people. Would you rather see your team win or would you rather win a $20 bet?
I would rather see my team win.
Well, that's where we differ. I'd much rather win a one-unit bet than see my favorite team win, whoever that might be. But my favorite team is who I bet on that night.
But you know what?
It's the same thing anyway.
There's 31 other teams that I can win or lose on.
Okay, but you know.
But what if it's a lock? What if it's a lock?
We thought last week was a lock.
That they were going to cover?
That they were going to win.
Oh, I didn't. No.
We all took Chicago.
Chicago, but I didn't think it was a lock.
Well.
So Bear Man is just kind of making my own point for me. That when you're a fan.
So I don't need to buy the book?
No, cool. You do need to buy the book with that money you won over at the Red Mile the other day. But we've just kind of said, you know, the Bear Man knows that he's still a fan and not a true gambler.
Yeah.
We will get you to that point, buddy.
No, I will always be a fan.
Okay. But you would need a preference of being having more money in your pocket than being a fan. That's what I'm trying to, you know, try to instill.
I don't bet on the Bears very often.
Right. Well, the thing is, you're thinking like a square while I'm thinking like a shark. And that's the key to the whole book.
Everybody, Brad Taylor, all hail the king.
That's right.
He's got a book. What do you got, Beer Man?
What's my record right now?
I have a pamphlet.
Quicker to read. I like it. I'll buy that.
What's my record right now, Mr. Wrote a book?
On the year 15-16-1.
There you go, folks.
Wow.
Purchase the book. Anybody can have a bad century like the Chicago Cubs. It's okay. But anyway, Beer Man, we will try to train you mentally to get you ready.
No, I enjoy being a fan of a team.
Okay.
The rest of the league doesn't matter. I want my team.
I think you've both made your points.
I will ask one more question. What if the 85 Bears, what if the 2000 Ravens, that great defense they had, and they were playing the Bears right now, and it was a pick'em, who would you take in that game? Would you bet against the Bears?
The 85 Bears against the 2000 Ravens? Is that what you're saying?
Ravens versus today's Bears.
Oh, I'd take the Ravens.
You'd take the Ravens. You would bet against your Bears.
What? I'm not dumb.
Okay, but I'm just saying. And some people are so fandom that they can't bet against their own team no matter what.
I took Kansas City this week. I see what the Bears are.
Okay.
I see where the drama lies currently.
Okay. Fandom. I like that. I like that word.
D-U-M-B?
F-A-N-D-U-M-B. Yeah. Fandom.
So the Bear Man has put me in my place because, well, he has the best record this year of picking games.
2 weeks in.
2 weeks in.
I'm self-confessed against the first 2 weeks of the season. I told you guys I didn't feel good about it and that I'm going to be off to a slow start. I feel good about this week.
He feels good about where he's at in last place.
Here we go.
All right, get us out of here. Unless anybody has any parting shots for the
We didn't get your best bets.
Oh, we didn't. Oh, well, that's easy.
Look how excited.
Oh, we got Chicago. That was it.
You take me off the
fan dumb. Yeah. Go, Brad.
Give me the Giants getting the double digit points tomorrow night. Give me Houston getting a bunch of points in Jacksonville. Give me the Jets on the money line. A little 3-point. That's a little bang for your buck there, getting the 3 points on the money line. Give me Denver getting big points down in Miami. Give me Carolina up in Seattle. Give me the Bears against Kansas City. And give me the Rams against the Bengals.
I hate you.
Are the Mac Daddies for week number three.
You and I share three best bets.
Don't Jets, bet those, folks. He Jets, has jinxed them.
Bears and Jets, Bears and what?
Jets straight Texans. Up. I'm taking Jets straight
Bears
up.
Bears and Houston.
Money line game.
Okay, I heard you, but we still took it.
I should get a point and a half for that one, for saying Jets money line.
No, you should not.
Yes, I should.
No, you should not.
Any parting shots, guys?
You're only creating confusion.
Hang on, let me put something in the chamber for you.
Beer Man, we appreciate you playing and paying this week. I know you're not at 100%.
But no.
You were questionable on the list, and you still gutted it out. So it's
don't use that as an excuse when you show up with a 4-16 record next
week.
I was
sick.
Week.
I had to put up with
feeling bad.
I was on Sudafed.
You know what? I shouldn't have been here if I felt like I was going to come out 4-12.
We love you, buddies.
Thank you, buddies.
You're welcome.
You are the man, sir.
We're just going to see what happens.
We appreciate your time, sir.
We're going to see what happens.
Oh, I think I feel, he's a little
I feel good.
I think he's got, you know, fighting spirit here.
I probably took too many favorites this week, but it is what it is.
You might have taken too many amphetamines, too.
I would love to get a hold of some of those.
Call Raimi Cohen.
Ooh. What are you saying about my girl?
Is she your girl? Really?
Oh, did I let that out?
Really?
Oh, wow.
Really? By the way, Raimi Cohen, we looked up her softball career. Boy, she is the regular Joe DiMaggio. She one time was penciled into the lineup.
So we did. We Google searched Raimi Cohen from News Channel 36 here in town.
Yeah.
And she played softball for the University of Missouri.
Oh.
She's also from Bulgaria and was adopted and brought to America.
Had no idea.
It's a great story. It sounds like she's got a great story. She's young too, right? Young.
Yeah, like mid-20s it felt like. Yeah. She just got out of Missouri like 3-4 years ago, I think.
Well, you all are stalkers.
No,
yes, we are.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want,
his computer. He looked it up.
If you want to define it that way, but I mean, you know, it's just, you know, she's new in town, and we thought we'd squire.
Wanted to learn some information.
Thought we would. There she is, my little China doll, ready to squire you about the town. It's not a date, Ron.
See, what they did her a disservice. They did her a disservice on the Missouri softball website. They gave her career highlights.
Don't say it.
Was once penciled into the lineup in center field.
One of her career highlights was
pitch runner.
She was penciled into center field.
Penciled in the lineup.
That's a career highlight?
That's what it said. I don't know what.
Apparently, she's very fast, though.
She was a pinch runner. She was a pinch runner extraordinaire. Yes. Mm-hmm. Somebody would get on base, and then she would go run for them.
And she had several stolen bases, at least three or four.
Yeah.
We should have her as a special guest next week.
Oh, we should. Well,
let me just tell you this. Having met her, I'm the only one here that's met her, and had a picture taken with her. She is adorable and charming. She's a very sweet girl.
In other words, she's too good for us?
Yes.
Oh.
Makes sense.
He's saying she's too good for you and me, Bear Man. Not for him.
Everybody's too good for me at this stage.
Oh, stop.
Stop it.
I don't like your attitude.
Oh, now I'm on Tales of Woe.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm that unattractive?
Well, hey, everybody, live from Lexington, where it is fall, y'all.
Bring everybody down.
These crisp mornings and evenings of beautiful weather. Great time to go to a softball game and
watch the pinch runners.
Missouri old timers game.
Try to steal a base.
It's old timers day here at Missouri.
See if you
Hey, look, it's Raimi Cohen, the designated pinch runner, once penciled in the lineup.
See if you can make it to third base.
I could go all the way. If you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How many podcasts into this? Here's the over under for us this to close out this podcast. How many weeks do we go through the podcast this year before she finds out that we're talking about her? I say never.
I say she never finds out, because the 40 people listening to this is probably Miss Judy a dozen times. And I don't know who the other 28 lost souls, but we love all of you, and we appreciate you listening from beginning to end of this show.
Keep spreading the word. Keep watching and locking and rocking.
I am going to send her an email as soon as we finish up today.
Do it.
You lie.
Send an invite to be like, hey, we do a podcast. We need a special guest that can pick some football games.
Boy.
We only have three microphones in this room, so she can share one with me. Yeah, just to make Brad jealous.
I wonder whose microphone she'd use and who she'd sit next to. I wonder how that would work out.
Beer man, put her in that Jeep Gladiator and take her up to Inspiration Point.
Oh, take her to Pleasure Town.
Oh, we're going.
Look, there's a rainbow. Let's have sex on it.
Do me on it.
poopy mouth.
That's your quota for Anchorman Quotes, and that's it for the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Week 3 in the NFL is coming up. Good luck, y'all. Thanks for listening, and keep telling everybody about us. Brian Himes and Dead Air Dennis Band, let's time to get your kicks. Brad, go.
Sitting on a park bench. Hey, Aqualung.
Oh, my dear prick. Thanks so much for joining us in this train wreck of a podcast today. Beer Man played in pain, Dylan being a jerk as usual. So until the next time, as
always.
What does
that make you?
What?
What does that make you?
It makes me the glue. I'm Elmer, the glue that holds this show together. Until the next time, as always.
Suck it, Stivers.
Suck on it, Stivers. We're just a week away from something you never wanted. Where are you going to be next Thursday? You're going to be on your phone in your basement, aren't you? Uh-huh. And you're not going to be looking at gambling. You're going to be looking at videos. You know what I'm talking about.
I can hear the radios and podcasts clicking off all over the country right now.
May the winners be yours.
Your poopy mouth.
Poop. Ron, what'd you have to say that for? Poop mouth.
I think that was pretty good.
I think the last 5 minutes were gold.
I think people actually stuck around for me to win his beers.